I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. David Holmes has been guiding on the Upper Mississippi River for over 8 years. His favorite fish to catch, smallmouth bass and muskies. I'm going to tell you what he does during these dog days of summer to catch smallmouth bass. But first,
there are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleyes, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
David Holmes has been guiding on the Upper Mississippi River for over 8 years. He says in the dog days of summer, when many bodies of water seem to feel stagnant and water temperatures rise to the high 70-degree range, shallow, fast-moving rivers can offer some of the best fishing in the Midwest. As lake fish begin to move to deep water to find higher oxygen levels, river-dwelling smallmouths will move to the fastest, shallowest water on the river systems. This presents one of the greatest bites of the year and an opportunity to catch smallmouth on top waters even midday and right in the middle of summer. Fast-moving baits like whopper ploppers, buzz baits, chatter baits, and spinner baits reign supreme in these conditions. Many smallmouths will migrate up these rivers in search of food and cooler water, so you can just grab a canoe, kayak, small boat, or even just a good pair of boots and do a little exploring, and you'll find some unpressured water and some eager fish at the peak of their summer feeding patterns. It will break up that sometimes monotonous grind of peak summer fishing. So get out there on the river and catch some smallies. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.